So this President Trump or Trump, whatever his name is, he wants to abolish the Environmental Protection Agency. That's the agency that tries to clean up the atmosphere for us so that the planet will be around a little bit longer, maybe through Christmas, you know what I'm saying? Wants to abolish it, wants to start burning coal again for energy. I have to laugh because it's just so moronically unintelligent, but whatever. Is it improper to call the President of the United States a douchebag? Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
Ron Van Dam is an experienced talk show host. Do not attempt to try this at home.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
I mean, he fat shames.
Whatever.
Why can't I douchebag shame? What's the difference? Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm being honest with you. That's the name of the show. The other working title was Bob's Horny Circus, but it had nothing to do with anything. It would just make people listen.
Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Julie. Welcome to the program. I am Ron Van Dam, by name only. Welcome to Bob's Horny Circus. I would listen, if anything, just to find out what the hell that is that show about. It sounds fascinating, but I don't want anyone to know I'm listening to it. Very similar to this program. Thank you so much for being here. May I have your address and your email so I can send you a personal thank you card? Probably I shouldn't have that. No, I don't wish to telemarket you at all. I got 5 telemarketing calls last night between the hours of 6 p.m. and 8 p.m., 5 of them. I'm surprised that one telemarketer didn't get a busy signal when he tried to call me. And I'm sorry, girls do this even more so than men do. It's not sex divisible. It's anybody, their telemarketing is terrible. Just terrible. If one more call tells me that I'm approved for a $10,000 loan, and they start by saying, don't hang up. Well, don't tell me what. I will hang up. And I don't want your money. God. And I never speak to people. I just speak to recordings. I can't even say anything back to them. I can't even call them dickheads because they don't even know I'm doing it because it's a recording. I can't stop them. This do not call list, it's turned into the oh please do call list. I'm on this list like every year I sign up for this list. I put everybody's phone number that I can possibly think of. And I still get calls from telemarketers. The actually police departments in the area, pretty much across the United States, but certainly in Massachusetts, police departments are saying, beware of the latest scam. And this sounds so obvious, but yet people fall for it. There are people that will fall for anything. There are actually people that will listen to this show on a daily basis. So apparently someone gets a phone call at home from a federal or state police, and they say that there's a warrant out for their arrest. And the person answering the phone gets all jiggy with it and says, oh my God. Yeah, there's a warrant out for your arrest, and we can't divulge what the warrant is. You must meet me at the local mall. I'll be wearing a blue officer suit, and you must give me, if I get the $1,000, we'll drop the case. I don't think it's fair against you. They want to, your warrants are well over $1,000. They may actually find people that do owe warrants to some kind of state agency. I mean, that's possible. And that would make the recipient of the phone call really think, oh my God. But apparently the person on the phone says, hey, you know, we can settle this $1,000 and we'll take it and we'll drop. They actually show up and they pay these people the money in plain clothes. Oh, not special clothes, plain clothes. It's another one of those scams. And you know about this scam that I told you about 3 weeks ago, where you will get a call from a robot, or someone who sounds like a person, and they will say, is this Bob Johnson? And your response would be yes, because you are Bob Johnson. And they are recording your call. At the top of the phone call, it may even say, we're recording your call. Is this Bob Johnson? Yes. Or if they don't know your name, they'll say, we're recording the call. Is this the homeowner? And you say, yes. What they're doing is they're recording you saying the word yes. And then all of a sudden at your home, a couple of weeks later, you start getting merchandise or magazines that you never, ever ordered. You wouldn't get Woman's Corset magazine weekly. You start getting that and you call the number and you say, I never ordered this. Stop sending it to me. I'm not paying for this. And the person on the phone says, well, we have a recording of you agreeing to the terms and to accepting the order. I say, I did not. And then they play it for you and it's you saying yes. We're living in a world that's after us. There are people in the world that are out to get us continually. And now that we have the wonderful tool of the internet, they can get us really good. Because they got all our information. They've got all our background, our criminal background. You can tell if anybody's got a warrant. There are websites you can go to. All you need to do is fill in a person's name and perhaps their address if you have that, and you can find out if they're a sex offender, if they've ever been arrested, how many times and for what, if there are outstanding warrants involved, any negative things about them, their credit ratings, bills they haven't paid, that kind of stuff. It's readily available to everybody. It's public information. And scammers take this information and they use it. And when you go on your little Facebook thing and you're divulging all your personal information, where you've been, where you like to go, who your friends are, who you associate with, what you had for dinner last night, how many children you have, what time you go to the park every day, you're just opening yourself up to a can of beans. Most people say can of worms. I prefer the can of beans. There's nothing understandable about a can of worms. What is that about? Can of beans? I've been there. I've eaten a can of beans. I'm saying to you is just be damn careful about your loose and fast ways. You be damn careful. All right, let's move on to other things because this is crazy. Coming up later in the show, we're going to be speaking to our good friend, Brooke Parkhurst. She is a lifestyle guru, and she's going to talk to us. And we're also going to speak to the head honcho at Kelley Blue Book. Jack Nierad is going to talk about the top family cars of this particular year, 2007. Is it 2017? Things are moving so fast, I don't even know what year it is. That's true. I mean, I'm waking up and it's like a year later and I know I didn't sleep that long. I don't understand what's going on. It's just scary to me. Everything's scary to me. Maybe I'm just too grumpy for this.
Yes, of course you could have a podcast show host who's congenial and conversational and talks to you like you're both on the same level and discussing the issues of the day. But come on, isn't having a grumpy old bastard who hates just about friggin' everything way better? This is the Ron Van Dam Show.
Certifiably nuts. There's no question about it. Welcome to the club. It's good to be nuts. It's good to be crazy. There's nothing wrong with it. Be proud of it. Come on, man. Live. Speaking of living, guess how old Kirk Douglas is, one of the great icon entertainment actors of the previous generation. Of course, his son, Michael Douglas, also a somewhat decent actor. Kirk Douglas is 100 years old. 10000. Isn't that incredible? 100 years old. His birthday is actually my birthday. Not that I'm 100, although I feel like it sometimes. His birthday is November 9th, which is also my birthday. Thank you for your many cards and letters when they do come in November. I appreciate that. I do accept gifts and personal checks. He's 100 years old. He was born in 1916, so this coming November he'll be 101, hopefully, and I just think that's wonderful. I hope I make it that long, to the point where some pitiful little talk show host is talking about me. I think that'd be wonderful to do. I often thought, Ron, what would you do if you were 100? How would your day go? What would your day consist of? And I would simply say breathing. Breathing would be an accomplishment. That would be nice. That would be cool. Breathing would be a birthday for me. That would be a party. That would be a party. Hey, come on over, everybody. I'm still breathing. Come on, quickly. Yeah, I think I'm pretty cool. Anyway, yesterday I went to a store that I swore I would never go into because if I go into this particular store, then I am crazy. I was killing some time yesterday, and there was a Whole Foods there. I was meeting somebody in one of those outdoor mall things, and there was a Whole Foods place. And I went into it just to walk around and to see how the stupid people live. And I call them stupid. And if you shop at Whole Foods, you're stupid, man. You're just stupid. Let me tell you why you're stupid. Because apparently you just take your money and you just throw it all over the place and see where it sticks. You can give it to me. I'll make good use of it. Or you can go to Whole Foods and just give it to the place because it's absolutely absurd. Whole Foods started out as a very interesting concept where you can get organic food, food that hasn't been treated with pesticides and hormones. There's a joke about that, but you can make your own joke. It's just pure organic, very healthy food, they say. And their concept was, if you want to be healthy and live for another 10 minutes, you must shop in our store and pay us huge amounts of cash. Because as everybody knows, if you want to have food that's totally untouched, nothing added, You have to pay to have nothing done to it. I've talked about this before. It makes no sense ever. The less expensive, cheap food, they'll put additives in it. They'll put hormones in it. They'll put pesticides all over it. They'll add nitrates and flitrates and blitflavins and flavin-pavins. They'll add things. And it takes people to add to these things, you know? I mean, we actually have to keep the chickens in the cages so they can't move around and somehow take care of them, as opposed to just building a big pen and letting the little fuckers run around. I mean, it seems to me that it should be the other way around. For this organic stuff where you have to coddle these animals and not feed them anything, just let them run around. You don't even have to touch these things. Let the chickens just run around. Don't inject anything into anybody. Just let these little animals run around. That costs you absolutely nothing. Maybe you have to feed them a little bit. However, if you have chickens and all these foods and vegetables, you got to constantly crop dust them and clean them off and put pesticides in them and inject things into them, then that should really cost more because you got to do all the stuff to it. No, that's cheap. That doesn't cost anything. It makes no sense whatsoever. So I dislike Whole Foods. And Whole Foods opens up and they're very, very expensive and they're very popular because you think you're getting the best of everything. You're going to live forever like Kirk Douglas. And then something happens that Whole Foods kind of shoots itself in the foot. Whole Foods says, this is the way that Americans should eat. Americans should be eating healthy, organic fruits and vegetables and meats and chickens and fishes. And this is the only store where you can come and do that. Pay us a lot of money because we're the only store that has that kind of stuff. Then all the supermarkets across the country say, yeah, you know, the American public wants healthier food. They want foods that are cage-free. They want their eggs cage-free so the eggs can't go roaming around and eating other eggs. They don't want stuff injected into their food. They're buying the healthy, fresh, untouched kind of thing. So supermarkets now have sections in them, all of them do, for organic foods, the kind of foods that the public is kind of looking for now. And it's a lot cheaper than going into Whole Foods. Actually, it should change the name of the store from Whole Foods to Whole Wallet. You know, when you're coming in, just give us your whole wallet. It really doesn't, you know, don't even bother. Don't even use your credit card or check out or anything. Just give me your whole wallet and get the hell out of here. That's pretty much. So I'm walking around Whole Foods and I'm looking at their prepared foods and everything has kasha in it and kale. I mean, everything does. You name it, it's got kasha and kale in it. Kasha and kale, a potato salad, kasha and kale coleslaw, kasha and kale salad, kasha and kale fresh, kasha and kale thin, kasha and kale fat. And everything has garlic in it. And why does everything have garlic in it? Because all this stuff tastes like crap. It has no flavor. It has nothing. It's just straight vegetable. And it doesn't taste very good, apparently. So they have to add garlic to everything that they prepare. Everything. Everything's got garlic in everything. You can tell if someone's shopped at Whole Foods because when they walk into a room, people start throwing up. And it's like, oh, God, you stink. You stink. You smell like garlic. Whole Foods, right? Yeah. Yeah, I had some Whole Foods. Yeah, I got a salad from Whole Foods. Yeah, you stink. That's why you stink. You stink. You stink. It's coming out of your pores. I can actually see vapor coming out of your pores because you stink. You just stink. Did you give him your whole wallet? Yes, I did. And this is what you get. You stink now. If you want to get an antibiotic chicken, chicken with no biotics, it runs free. It can go anywhere. It can get on a bus and go downtown if it wants to and go clubbing all night. It's just totally free to do whatever it wants. That chicken is $72. $72, you know. On sale, $65 for the chicken. Yeah, very, very expensive, but you got to understand, yeah, it's expensive, but it's a real, real free chicken. Free range, free every. The only thing that's not free about the chicken is the price. The price is very high. You see shoppers there second mortgaging their houses just to buy a cucumber. It's absolutely disgusting. What I am fascinated with are their pastries. And I just don't understand how organic a chocolate frosted cake can be, like 2,000 calories a slice. How organic is that? Well, we use organic carrots. These are carrots that are free. The carrots just roam free. They come out of the ground and start walking around. We don't touch them. We don't spray them either. See all those bugs all over the vegetables? Yeah, those are. It's infested. It's infested. But we don't touch it. That would be $72, please. Wow. It's an amazing place. They have a big bin near the cash register of soaps. And they smell very interesting. The various flavors are lavender, vanilla, chamomile, all these wonderful flavors of soaps. And then you smell the individual soaps, no matter what flavor it is, and it all smells like soap. It has, I don't know, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I thought it was supposed to be a lavender smell. Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know, maybe it is. It's soap, you know. What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? What do you expect it to do? Incredible place, Whole Foods. They're very, very pleasant to you. They're very, very helpful. Do you know why? Because it's the only way you'll ever come back to that store. You wouldn't come back for any other reason. As soon as you check out at the cashier's thing and you walk out, you say to yourself, what did I just do? What did I just do? I spent an entire month's salary on a chicken. What did I just do? What did I just do? I hope I haven't insulted you if you are a Whole Foods shopper. All I'm saying to you is wake up, go to your local supermarket, you'll pay a third of the price, and you'll be fine. you'll be fine. It'll be organic. Go to their organic section. And so Whole Foods is their stocks literally, seriously, have gone down in value over the year on a continual slide because of the supermarkets now offering what Whole Foods offers, but supermarkets for far less money. And it's also more convenient for people. I mean, how many Whole Foods are there? Come on, man. How many are there? Come on, man. It's an amazing phenomenon. Amazing. The other place that I have fun in is Trader Joe's. I don't understand that place either. They have their own brand of stuff. I don't quite understand what the hell that place is. I don't understand it from beginning to end. You walk in, it's the smallest little supermarket you could ever think of. It's just really small. They've got their own stuff, and I don't think it's healthy or it's organic, or the sugar content in some of their stuff is through the roof, but people just are, it's a branding thing. They just walk through the store and they go, I'm in Trader Joe's. Look, there's a Trader Joe's chicken. Look, Bob, there's Trader Joe's orange juice. Well, it's right next to Trader Joe's apple juice. Yeah, again, let's get the Trader Joe's milk. What about the Trader Joe's corn? How about the Trader Joe's Brussels sprouts? Where are Trader Joe's cookies? Where are they? I don't quite understand the place. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And then you go to check out, and all the checkout lanes are kind of like askew. They're not straight. You feel like the architect was drunk or something. And the cashiers are wearing like Hawaiian shirts. Why? Is it the Trader Joe's? You're supposed to think like you're on an island and you're buying stuff off of an island? Why would I do that? Why would I do that? And apparently there's a bell there and they ring the bell every once in a while. The cashier does, but I'm not sure why they're doing that. I think if you spend more than $100, they ring the bell to let everybody know that some asshole just unloaded his wallet. for no reason whatsoever. I don't understand the place. I don't get it. I don't get it. I just, it makes me uncomfortable to be in places that I can't figure out. It's just odd. Why are you wearing a Hawaiian shirt? Why? Why would you do that?
Hi, this is Bob Robinson from Bob's Handy Around the House. I'm a local handyman. I've been in business for the last 50 years on my own, doing light repair work in our area. Whatever you need done, carpentry, painting, floors, tiling, yard work, I can do it all for you. I'll come to your home and do the work for a very reasonable fee. Naked. I should probably mention that I will be naked while I do this work. Buck naked, not a stitch on me, waving in the wind, in my birthday suit, showing what God gave me, naked as a jaybird. I'll be naked the whole time. I show up naked, I do the work naked, you pay me while I'm naked. Bob's Handy Around the House, Bob Robinson. You can look me up on Facebook, where I am naked.
That's pretty crazy. That's not true, by the way. It's not true at all. It's not true at all. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a very, very quick break. And when we come back, we're going to speak to our first guest today.
Wildlife poaching doesn't just happen in faraway places. It's a crime committed against countless wild animals all around you. Poachers don't care about hunting seasons, endangered species, or even the safety of other humans. The Humane Society Wildlife Land Trust, which protects wild animals through habitat preservation and by confronting cruelty, needs your help. Learn your state's wildlife laws, so when you witness a crime against a wild animal, you can report it immediately. Help protect wildlife at wildlifelandtrust.org.
Smart lights, smart locks, smart thermostats. You love your new connected technology. And the Consumer Technology Association wants to help you protect the security of your devices. First, don't use default or easy-to-guess passwords. Create unique ones and keep them safe. Next, look for and install security updates from device manufacturers. Also, have an active firewall for your home router. And consider using a professional installer to set up your new devices. Easy tips from the Consumer Technology Association to help keep your devices secure.
Jack Nierad is Executive Editorial Director, and he joins us now. He's with Kelly Blue Book. We talk to him every once in a while to get updated on what's out there for us automobile-wise. We always say that the more information and knowledge that you have, the better choices that you make. Jack, it's 2017. The cars are out, obviously. We're talking family cars today, I understand.
We are. And really the big news about family cars this year in our list of best family cars from Kelley Blue Book is there's not a typical family sedan on this list. We took that leap because the market is taking that leap. The consumers are taking that leap. And we think that virtually everybody who's buying a family car these days is buying a crossover, a traditional SUV, or a minivan. You know, there are great family sedans out there, but that's beyond what we were trying to identify with this list.
Now, when we say a family car, we're talking about any automobile that holds more than two people, kind of.
Well, to some extent, yeah. I mean, we were looking for automobiles that would at least transport four in comfort, five in a pinch for the smallest ones, and then many of these vehicles will transport up to eight people.
Okay. And I assume that with the technology today, that one of the requirements is also to have some comforts in there.
Yeah, big time. I mean, people demand their creature comforts. The kids demand their creature comforts. You and I probably looked out the window during our family vacation trips and maybe played, you know, license plate bingo or something like that. Well, that doesn't cut it these days. I mean, entertainment systems oftentimes with multi-screens where, you know, one kid can watch a different show than the other kid, you know, Wi-Fi connectivity so you can be streaming stuff. I mean, all of that stuff's available. Yeah. And then, you know, the niceties of navigation. I mean, how would you get there using a paper map? Wow. I mean, people couldn't figure that out.
Wow. And these cars actually move. You can actually drive them as well. It's like driving a
computer. Yeah, they're kind of living rooms that move.
It's like the driving computers. Cool. Yeah, computers with wheels, kind
right.
of. Okay. Is there, before we get into some of the models that are recommended or that come out looking impressive, is there a big leap from 2016 to 2017 as far as the automobiles are concerned?
Well, I think the biggest leap, and we're in the middle of it, is with electronic safety equipment and driver aids. I mean, there are vehicles on this list that will stop by themselves if they see an obstruction in front of them, that will maintain their interval in traffic, you know, speeding up, slowing down, and actually braking.
Wow.
You know, great for commuting. You kind of let the car accelerate and stop for you.
Wow.
It's good if you steer.
Yes.
And keep your eye out the window.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But those kind of things are coming into the market, and once you get used to them, there is that leap of faith before you use them. And once you start using them, you go, "Hey, this is pretty good, and it's making my life better and probably safer."
Oh boy, I guess this is. I mean, year by year, we get closer to the self-driving cars.
Right, and I think we're sneaking up on it. I don't think, you know, one day somebody's going to wave a magic wand and
right.
the cars will drive themselves.
Yeah.
I think we're going to find out that one day, hey, you know, I really never touched the wheel or the brake or anything on the drive I just made, and then we'll be there.
I'll be honest with you, between you and me, I still don't use cruise control because I like to be in total control of the car, and it freaks me out not to have my feet on any pedals. But that's just me, I think. I don't know.
Well, I think a lot of, you know, I'm kind of like that, except on long trips when I will occasionally rest my right leg and, you know, let the car handle the speed for a while. But otherwise, I think I'm a little bit old school like that, too.
Okay. All right. So let's get into some models, perhaps, if you can sneak us a few tips here.
Sure. They're in three handy buckets, so that maybe makes it a little bit easier to digest 12 vehicles.
Okay.
There are two-row SUVs, three-row SUVs, and minivans. So I'll go through the two-row SUVs, which are the smallest and least expensive
all
of
right.
the bunch. There's the Honda CR-V, Subaru Outback, Kia Sportage, and the Honda HR-V in that list.
Wow. None of the big three automakers from the United States there.
No, and they're really not. They're just getting into making vehicles in that size range, typically. These are either subcompact or compact SUVs.
And yet,
you know, there's some good choices from American manufacturers, but we think these are the best. In the three-row SUVs, there's the Toyota Highlander, the Honda Pilot, the Nissan Pathfinder, and the Chevrolet Tahoe. Chevrolet Tahoe is the family vehicle of choice for the Nirad family, so we've been driving a Tahoe for the better part of almost 20 years.
You like it? You like it?
There's a lot to like about that vehicle. It is a traditional separate body on frame vehicle with a V8 engine, kind of old school in itself. Transports, you know, up to eight people. You know, great for carpooling. You know, my wife and I have driven tons of carpool over. You know, we've got a 20-year-old child and an 18-year-old and a 15-year-old, so we know the family car thing, you know, inside and out.
Okay. And the next row?
Then we have minivans,
yes.
And there are four great minivans. Probably the headliner is the Chrysler Pacifica, which is all new for 2017, and you know our best value among minivans.
Yep.
The Honda Odyssey is traditionally on the list. Toyota Sienna, of course, a bulletproof car, and for the budget buyer, the Kia Sedona.
Interesting. See, I'm not hearing any of the Cadillacs, the Lincolns, the Mercedes, the Infiniti. I'm not hearing any of the Lexus. Are they not in that group this year?
Well, they are. You know, can be great family cars. We tried, you know, to keep this within the non-luxuries. Figuring, you know, many families are on a budget and you know, kind of pressed.
Right.
You know, there are, for those who are a bit more affluent, there are plenty of great vehicles with luxury brand names on them. But these are 12 terrific vehicles for the typical family out there.
Now, there's more information to be had, the specs and some of the tests and that kind of thing. So where do we go for all that information?
That is all. In fact, everything on virtually every new car that's available in the American market is available at KBB.com, Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com.
Great.
And our goal is to help people make good car buying decisions.
Well, I always say, and we always say whenever we do these talks together, is go out there with the most information you have to make the right choice. Don't buy a car, new or used, without Karen taking a look at your Kelley Blue Book and checking it out. Thank you so much for your time today, Jack.
We appreciate it. Always great to talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have you ever wondered how Ron Van Dam manages to sound so damn sexy podcast after podcast after podcast? It's simple. No pants. Ever. Pants are for suckers. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show. Pants-free podcasting at its finest.
Hi, Brooke.
Hi, Ron.
How are you today?
Hello. I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure being had. Wait, that didn't work out.
Wait a minute.
Brooke Parkhurst joins us. She's an entertaining expert and cookbook author featured on The Today Show, The Couch, Fox and Friends, and now again reaching the pinnacle of her career on this program.
Absolutely.
That's right. Brooke has been with us before, and we talk about entertaining. And the spring's around the corner. I can see it coming. And that's an entertaining time of year when people open up their homes and sit outside, you have a good time. And, you know, but we're all kind of stuck on this, when do you have time to prepare any kind of decent meals for the family? How do you go about this?
Yeah, you know, it's a great time of year for entertaining, but in between, you still have to feed your family three times a day, unfortunately.
Uh-huh. Well.
So I try to be as organized as possible. The first thing I think of when feeding my family, proteins first.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to the store on Sunday, I think about what am I going to serve as the main, whether that's going to be chicken, beef, or fish. So I decide on that. And then I kind of move to the outside of the plate to vegetables.
Uh-huh.
And I like to get those completely prepared right when I come home from the store. So I slice up my broccoli spears, I cut my cauliflower,
mm-hmm.
I have my Brussels sprouts. I get those in containers, and they're all ready to go for each night of the week. So that's a great way to start off.
Okay. Now, can I incorporate some already prepared foods or things that you come in a box and incorporate those and make those kind of interesting and different and fresher?
Absolutely. You know, making homemade meals is always going to be the golden standard, but that is challenging during the week with lessons, little ones, and everything else we have going on in our lives. So that's why I love Stouffer's mac and cheese. It's an easy meal solution that we can all really feel good about feeding our families. Even better now, it comes in family size, so there's plenty for everyone at the table. No fighting, kids over the mac and cheese.
Yeah.
They announced their Kitchen Cupboard Initiative. So basically, that is their commitment to using real ingredients that you and I probably are going to have in our own home, like
mm-hmm.
pasta, skim milk, cheddar cheese. But the great part is, it's already all done for us. They began this with their meat and sauce lasagna, and now, like I said, we have their mac and cheese, which is totally delicious. They tested out 15 different recipes before getting it just right.
Mm. And you know what I do is I take the mac and cheese and I put like vegetables or broccoli in it, and that way anybody will eat those vegetables now because they're surrounded
Absolutely.
By mac and cheese, you know.
Dice up, once again, the broccoli that you already have in the fridge,
right.
Maybe a little bit of bacon. I don't know. Everything's better with bacon.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Maybe a little piece. Maybe tiny little.
A little bit.
A little bit, okay. All right. What else can I do to help the process along?
Yeah, another thing. I love a great steakhouse. And if I can bring the steakhouse home, even better.
Well, that's hard.
Idahoan Premium Steakhouse Potato Soup is what I have right here. Unfortunately, you can't see because you're radio.
Yes, I am.
But they are delicious. The creamy potato soup is right in front of me. And it has the flavorful, slow-cooked, restaurant-quality flavor. All right? It is absolutely delicious. And all that you have to do is add water. It's ready in 5 minutes. Each pouch is $2.79, so really affordable. Something also, once again, that you can feel good about feeding your family.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. You go shopping once a week or a couple times a week?
You know, I like to keep it to once or twice just because I'm so busy. Then again, in New York, it's easy to pop into, you know, a deli, pop into the corner store. Yeah. But like I said, you know, with these soups, I have the creamy potato, the cheddar broccoli, the loaded potato, and three cheese chipotle. So I'm definitely going to go to the store for these, all right? But if I do have to, you know, if I'm missing something, I try to pop into the store another time or during the week for the fresh vegetables, mm-hmm. for lettuce, for the fruit, kind of things like that. But, you know, here in New York, we're kind of spoiled. We have so many great stores around us, really on every corner.
You're spoiled and you're not, because you don't have the gigantic big supermarkets that they have in the suburbs, so you have to kind of be a little more selective, perhaps, which makes it more interesting culturally, I guess.
Yeah, I think more selective. It really is about, you know, buying the fresh ingredients, and then filling in where you can, planning ahead. I know I'm going to have the mac and cheese. I know I'm going to have the potato soup. And then, you know, around that, what else am I going to make? Yeah. We always love good, you know, a good rotisserie chicken, grilled chicken. Mm-hmm. That's going to keep the family happy, you know, any night of the week as well. So, you know, as long as you have a few tips and you're organized, you can definitely do it.
Yeah. See, I would take the soup and I would add the protein into the soup and make it more like a stew. I mean, you can take these prepared great foods and actually build on them and make them entire meals by adding into it. People should be open to that creativity.
I agree, and it's so much better than takeout, you know. You have it right here in the studio. We have this great smell of the soup going. Yeah. I can also smell the cheese from the mac and cheese. And then if you want to throw in a vegetable, throw in a protein as well, you know, fabulous.
Very, very nice.
Did make it. You feel good about it, too, you know.
Very cool. Very good. And you are busy. Let's face it. You don't have time to do anything.
Except take care of my kids and my husband and make dinner. Yeah, no, we're very busy. We're leaving for Brazil on Thursday.
Wow.
So actually tonight, yeah, my daughter requested this potato soup. So I'm going to make this for her in 5 minutes, and then I'm going to start packing my bags.
Cool. Wow. I'm getting exhausted just listening to all the things you got to do. Brooke, how do we get more information on these products?
Yes, for my quick and easy recipes and these products, you guys can go to betterstuffforlife.com.
Excellent. Have a great trip. Thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Ron.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This show has been an education for me. I don't know why I bothered going to school when I was younger. There was no point. I'm learning everything I need to know on this particular program. It's incredible. We talk to doctors and lawyers and experts of all types, and they kind of tell us what's going on in today's real world. I don't need to add 2 + 2. There are calculators for that. I don't need to do anything like that. Calculus? What the hell is that? I remember taking it, but I don't remember why. Geometry? Pi r square? That's nice if you're a carpenter. I'm not a carpenter. What the hell do I care? I just spent a lot of time on this stuff for nothing. Spent a lot of time for nothing. Why would I sit in the classroom and have some person at the front of the room teaching me stuff when it takes a split second for me to Google it? If I want to know something, I'll Google it on the spot. I don't need you to tell me like 50 years before I may need it. I don't understand. Why have school at all anymore? What's the point? What do you learn? Is it just to socialize? Is that what it's about? I can find out anything I want anytime I want. When I was a child, we had encyclopedias. And you wouldn't even get the whole encyclopedia. You would order the encyclopedia from the encyclopedia salesperson that actually came to your front door. Yeah, people used to come to the front door to sell us things. That was like face-to-face telemarketing. And it was a guy would come up to the door and say, you want the Encyclopedia Britannica? I said, yeah, sure. And there would be like 12 books of it, 12 of them. And you start off with the A through C, and then your next volume would be D and E, and then F through G. See, I knew the alphabet. And We were just, you know, and by the time we got the full encyclopedia, it was already outdated, you know. So all the information was outdated. It doesn't make any difference. We don't need encyclopedia. It's Google. Google. I'm out of time for today. I'll be with you again tomorrow. Please join me at the same time or whatever you want. I wish you peace.